Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here Thursday, May the 20th, 2021. 13 and a half minutes past the hour, and we have got a great show for you this morning. Now, coming up in hour number two this morning, we're going to be joined by one of our regular guests, Judge Joe Brown, and get caught up on all the things going on in the world with the legendary judge who was on TV for so many years, second to only Judge Judy in the ratings when he was on the air. So Judge Joe Brown coming up in hour number two this morning. I'll tell you, it's been a morning here so far this morning at the station. There was something going on this morning out here on South Prospect Street that had traffic backed up. Now, it was because we are right before the island in the road, where you can go to Delaware Avenue or stay on South Prospect. And the traffic on the South Prospect lane was backed way up. Going on Delaware Avenue, it was no problem. If you wanted to go on Delaware Avenue, there was no issue at all. But, well, there was one issue this morning, which I'll tell you about in a second. But if you wanted to stay on South Prospect Street, that was an issue this morning. It was backed up all the way back here to where a gentleman, very nice gentleman in a pickup truck, had to let me in coming off one of the side streets so I could get to the station here. So an interesting morning. Now, the other lane was blocked by a garbage truck, which of course it would be on a morning like this. But this morning there is so much going on in Marion, in Ohio, when it comes to the pandemic. And we have covered this from day one, dating back to March of 2020. We have the Vax-a-Million in full swing now, which will start next Wednesday, less than a week, $1 million for 5 weeks. $1 million given away once a week for 5 weeks, college scholarships as well as room and board being given away. We have the health orders from the state being lifted on June the 2nd, and a lot of businesses, local, Kroger being one to follow suit yesterday, announced that as of today, if you are vaccinated as a customer or as an employee, you no longer have to wear the mask. Now, all this brings up a whole lot of very interesting questions, so we turn to our local Marion County Health Commissioner. We haven't had her on in a while, but so glad to talk to her this morning with so much going on. Tracy Kinsler. Tracy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I tell you, Tracy, has there been a month in the pandemic like this where so many changes are going on that affect people?
It certainly has been a whirlwind this last week or two with all the different changes coming out. I think it's been par for the course this past year, because things change so rapidly with the pandemic, but this was certainly kind of out of the blue for all of us.
Now, a question that a lot of us have, we hear the Ohio numbers, we hear 42% comes up a lot, and it's changing day to day of people who are vaccinated in Ohio. Do we have the Marion County numbers of people who've been vaccinated?
So we just added that to our website. So we're at 35% of our population has been vaccinated. And you can see the breakdown of the ages, the race, all of that stuff. If you go to the coronavirus website and go to the dashboard, there's a dashboard for vaccines, and you can click on Marion and see it broken down. But we do have on our website now the total percentage of the population that's been vaccinated. So, like I said, we're around 35%.
Tracy, 35% below the state average, and they certainly are readily available to most age groups now, even without an appointment. What do you make of being lower than the state average here in Marion?
Yeah, we were holding steady with the state average for a long time there, and then all of a sudden we just dropped off here in Marion. And so, you know, we have... we do have vaccine available all over Marion at the different pharmacies at Ohio Health through us. And, you know, we find that a lot of people are just hesitant to get vaccinated. And so we were trying to figure out why, you know, what we can do to change that opinion of people. But it seems like people, a lot of people are just set in their ways that they're not going to get the vaccine.
Last Wednesday, Governor DeWine announced this Vax-a-Million contest, which will begin next Wednesday, May the 26th. Now, I'm sure the numbers have not been accumulated because it just happened last week, but have you been hearing back from any sites or anything? Because this obviously was a tool to get people vaccinated. Are more people showing up? Have you heard anything because of the $1 million?
We haven't seen that change in Marion yet. Statewide, they have seen an increase in the number of people who have gotten vaccinated in a single day since that announcement was made, but we haven't seen that same reflection in Marion yet.
Do you think that this Vax-a-Million was a good idea? Because this, my understanding, came from the federal relief money that was sent from coronavirus, and a lot of people nationwide, including the late-night comedians, the other night had a field day with Governor DeWine for doing this. Do you like the idea of this?
I don't know. You know, I can see both sides of it. I think it's a good tool to get people who were either on the fence or who didn't have any issue with getting vaccinated but just hadn't done it yet, to kind of get motivated and go ahead and get their vaccine. But I can see the other side of it, too, from, you know, that perspective that, you know, we're creating this lottery to get people to get vaccinated. But, you know, at this point, we're trying to save lives, and whatever we can do to save lives and stop this pandemic, I think, you know, let's try it.
Do you think there's any fear as a health professional, because this has been very serious, and it seems like one of the obstacles from the beginning has been conveying to people who don't have it or who were not affected by it badly that it was serious, and now in the kind of home stretch of regulations, we do a lottery. Do you think that trivializes it to a lot of people?
I hope not. I hope that what they see is that it is very serious, and they're willing to put their money where their mouth is and, you know, go ahead and give that incentive for people, because we don't want to see this variant get, you know, these variants get worse. We needed people to get vaccinated to keep these variants from taking over and creating a huge second wave. So I hope people look at it as, you know, an attempt to really get people to take it serious.
The Ohio health orders, my understanding, all come up on June the 2nd. That's very, very close. With only 35% of the people being vaccinated in Marion, could this be a big problem when the masks go away, when social distancing goes away, when people can do basically what they did before coronavirus, but yet really a little over a quarter of the people in this county are vaccinated?
Yes, it's definitely a concern of mine. No, most of the time when in a pandemic situation, the second year is worse than the first year, and it's because, you know, that human nature, people can't take it anymore with the staying in and wearing a mask and all that kind of stuff, and so they let their guard down too much, and variants take over, and then it ends up being worse. And so that's definitely a fear that I have, that by the fall we're going to see numbers start going back up, and, you know, so I'm really looking toward the winter And we may have a decent summer, just like we did last year, with not very many cases, but it will set us up to have a bad winter if we keep this virus sort of regularly circulating. So I'm really hoping people will get vaccinated in Marion, because that really is the best way that we have to end the pandemic once and for all.
I have been out in the community since these announcements were made last week in regard to June the 2nd, and a lot of the stores changing their protocol for the first time since the beginning of this pandemic. There is a feeling that this is over, and is it over?
I don't believe it's over. We, like you said, we still have a lot of people who haven't been vaccinated. We still have variants circulating all over the world, and it's very easy for them to land right here in Marion. And you know, we make good hosts when we hang out with each other, and we aren't vaccinated. We make really good hosts for this virus to incubate and change and mutate. And what we don't want to see is a stronger variant that is stronger than the vaccine come out because we weren't careful, because not enough of us got vaccinated. So I think we're at a crucial stage in this pandemic, and the governor has made it clear that he's leaving it up to us to figure out how we're going to deal with this. And so I think getting vaccinated is very, very important right now.
If I have been vaccinated, because a lot of people are going to have to make decisions when they go out in public here in the next couple weeks, if I'm vaccinated and I go out, is it okay for me to no longer wear the mask? Is there a chance of me getting the severe form of coronavirus?
The chances of you getting a severe form of coronavirus are basically nothing. The vaccines have proven to be pretty much 100% effective against severe cases that would require hospitalization. So, and then the chances of you getting coronavirus at all are very, very rare. They have seen some breakthrough cases, but very rare to get a breakthrough case. So, yes, you are protected right now against all the variants and everything that's out there if you have been vaccinated.
So if I've been vaccinated, everybody will make their own decision, but probably don't have to wear a mask at this point if I've been vaccinated.
Right. Yes.
One of the thing I want to talk about, and I don't think we've ever talked about it, are these long haulers. We had so many people getting coronavirus, certainly through the holiday season last year. I believe that's when it was pretty well at its peak during November, December, and early January. People still having trouble breathing to this day. People still having kind of heart palpitations. There's a myriad of things going on, and a lot of doctors are saying that this could last up to a year. Does that sound right, and why is that?
I wish I knew why. That does sound right. We're seeing a lot of that scar tissue on their lungs that's causing them to not be able to breathe. A lot of different things like that, and it's more of a medical question, and I'm not a doctor, so I hesitate to answer, but we do see a lot of people that have those long-haul symptoms. We have talked to several people like that here in Marion that are still struggling months after they had the virus. So, yeah, it's definitely, you know, it can be very serious, and you never know if it's going to be you that gets a mild case or becomes a long hauler or ends up in the hospital or whatever. So it's definitely, you know, a concern that this could go on, these symptoms could go on and be in the body for a long time.
You know, one of the things in regard to this that Pete, and I know you're not a medical professional, but it's interesting because most doctors are saying that I have talked to that they feel it will last about a year, even with the scar tissue. Do things like that tend to get better? I mean, it's not fun having it for a year, but, you know, better than having it for the rest of your life, I guess.
Yeah, and so kind of, you know, right now we're able to start to judge and research that because you know, some of these cases are coming up on their year mark. So to be able to tell what's going on and how much longer it's going to last and maybe why things are happening, they can continue to do that research. But, you know, we're just now kind of a year out, a year and a couple of months out to be able to start looking back at people and researching what's actually going on and if they're still a long hauler today.
One of the things Governor DeWine did say during his press conference last week when he announced that June 2nd would be the day that the state health mandates went away was that local mandates could still be in place. If the local health department would decide to put health mandates into place, that those would stand in that particular community. And it seems like all the retailers who are changing mask mandates always caveat it by saying, unless the local community has health orders in place that say different. With Marion only being 35% vaccinated, if this number does not change, could there be local health orders?
We don't have any intention of creating health orders. I don't know how enforceable they'd be, but second, I know that the public is tired of wearing masks and our compliance rates are going to be low if we try to do that. So we are just going to continue to offer vaccinations to people, hope they get vaccinated, continue to offer the education to people, and watch our numbers and, you know, make sure that we're sounding those warning signals if our numbers start to go up.
It's kind of interesting because the stores are changing their policies almost in uniform. As I say, yesterday, Kroger was the latest. Home Depot has done it. Menards has done it. Walmart has done it. And my guess would be you have a much higher chance of getting coronavirus being a viral illness in a store where there is no more social distancing and no more mask mandate than you would outside or certainly in your own home. Not that it couldn't happen, but those would be the major places. With those health orders going away, how much trouble could that be?
You know, it definitely could cause outbreaks. So we could see increases in cases. That's definitely a possibility. And so it's up to everybody, you know, to make that choice to get vaccinated or to continue to wear your mask to keep yourself safe or stay home. So yeah, definitely we could see increases in cases.
Another part of the store issue is what they always say, right now they're all saying, is if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear the mask. If you aren't vaccinated, you do. To my knowledge, there's nobody standing at the door asking to see your card. Do you think this is going to be effective at all?
It's up to each individual. I definitely think we'll see people who take advantage of it and say that they're vaccinated. And like you said, nobody is going to be checking for that. This is only in this period between now and June 2nd. After June 2nd, it won't matter whether you're vaccinated or not. There won't be any mask mandate on the books at all. So it's just between now and then, and it's an honor system thing. And yes, I definitely think that we'll see people take advantage of that.
You have been a part of this, obviously, since the beginning, probably the most tumultuous time in any health department, and that includes all health departments across the United States, ever, certainly in a long, long time with anybody living today. How much, because politicians are making these rules, we have seen this happen. The governor is making the rule about the health mandate. The legislature has been at odds with him since the beginning. They had already announced that on June 23rd that if he did not lift these health orders, they were going to introduce a bill to get rid of these health orders. Does it bother you in any way that, not that they're not consulting with doctors, but that these decisions are being made by politicians and not doctors?
I think, yes, it is concerning, and it has been a source of frustration and has been pretty traumatic, made the pandemic even more traumatic for us than it would have been. It's become political on every level, you know, local, state, federal. We have people who have said that they have gotten vaccinated but don't want to enter the lottery because they don't want people to know they got vaccinated. That's how political it is. And that has made it extremely hard to navigate and to stay with the science and to get the public to do what they need to do in the best of times is very, very difficult. But to do what we need to do when it's highly politicized is almost impossible. And I think that, you know, we have been lucky that the majority of cases for this pandemic have been mild. Because if they'd have been more severe, you know, we would have been in a lot of trouble, I think.
You know, I believe the number is over 500,000 people in the United States dead due to this pandemic. Do we have the number here in Marion at this point?
I think we're at 139.
139. People mm-hmm. dying who would not have had to have died because of something that came up last year. Do you think, with the numbers the way they are, being a health official, 35% in Marion, and last I checked, somewhere in the 40 percentile for the state of Ohio, do you think this decision to lift the health orders at that point on June the 2nd was more political or more medically driven? Would a medical person make that decision with the numbers at that point?
I don't know. I don't know, you know, what a medical person would have decided. I think part of the motivation behind that date was our vaccine numbers had completely dropped off. People have not been coming to the clinics the way they were. I mean, it just went from having 1,000 people at a clinic to having 50 come the next day. And so putting a deadline on it for people, you know, by June 2nd, get yourself vaccinated, I think it was an effort to motivate people to come and get vaccinated. And I think it has worked a little bit in some of the bigger communities, not so much here in Marion, I don't think. So I think it was partly a motivational decision to try to increase the vaccine rates, because if we keep hopping along where we're only seeing 50 or 100 people get vaccinated, we're never going to reach herd immunity anyway. We're never going to get enough people vaccinated to end the pandemic. So it becomes a very hard choice of, you know what, we're going to open up and so get vaccinated now, or, you know, or we're going to drag this along forever.
Knowing here in Marion that June 2nd and the $1 million, both motivating tools to get this vaccination, at this point they don't seem to have moved the numbers much here in our Marion County. Is there anything that's going to do that? Do you see... Why? I mean, a lot of it, I'm sure, is political, but what do you see in Marion County as to why the numbers are below the state average?
Well, we're trying to, right now, to get into some of the smaller communities that maybe couldn't come out to our clinic that we had set up at the Board of Disabilities. We have seen from some people, they say that doing walk-ins, they would get the shot, but they didn't want to have to go through the hassle to make an appointment. So now every place is doing walk-ins to try to get people who, you know, who just didn't want to take that step, or their work schedule didn't work out for them to get vaccinated. So we're also trying to get into some of those areas where maybe people have a lack of transportation and couldn't get out to get the vaccine. So I think there's a lot of reasons beyond just a political reason, people's work schedules, people being afraid of the side effects of the shot, not wanting to miss work if they got sick is a big one that we've heard. So I think people have a lot of different reasons.
Would you have guessed this? Would you have guessed that that would have been about our number in Marion?
No, I was really hoping we would be above 50, somewhere in the 60 to 70% was what I was really hoping. You know, it's disappointing that we have an end in sight. We know how to end this pandemic, and we're just not trusting the science enough to get ourselves there.
Do we have any idea, you know, the stores, the pharmacies are offering this. There are these clinics that are going on. Will these things be there forever? Will this just be something that you can go and get forever? Or is there just going to be a point where not enough people are showing up and it would have to be something you'd have to order and so on and so forth?
Yeah, I think at some point we'll get to that point. I think for the rest of this year, certainly, you'll be able to walk in to anywhere and get the vaccine. For example, we're going to do walk-ins at the health department Monday through Wednesday next week from 8 to 4 all day. So anybody could just walk in and get vaccinated. I think it will become like getting a flu shot or getting a hepatitis shot or whatever. You can just make an appointment at the health department or walk into a pharmacy and get the vaccine anytime. I think it will become a regular product at places that give vaccines.
Just a few more questions here, Tracy. Is a lot of people have talked financials. It's my understanding, is it a financial issue to come in and get these shots, or do most insurances cover it? And if not, is there help financially to cover the cost?
Right now, the shots are completely free. There's no cost at all. Some places are taking your insurance information because they're able to bill an administrative fee, which the insurance company is not allowed to charge back to the individual. So it should be completely free to anybody getting the shot at this point while it's in an emergency situation. At some point, it will have a cost associated with it. I don't know when that point is going to be, but right now it is completely free. If you come to a Marion Public Health Clinic, all we need is your ID. You don't need any insurance information, any payment at all.
That's important to know, because I think that's gotten confused as well in a lot of places. Can any age get vaccinated now, or is there still an age breakdown?
It's 12 and up right now.
12 and up.
12 and up, uh-huh.
And a final question here, just some local things, because what we do know is that I don't think the city has made an official decision yet on if the Aquatic Center will open up this year, but if they get the lifeguards, the mayor has said they are going to do that. The fair is going to go ahead, but it's also my understanding that the Ohio State Fair is not going to allow people from the outside in. It looks like our fair is going to allow people from the outside in. Could there be regulations placed on these events since by the time these things happen, the health orders for the state will be gone?
Never say never. I've learned that through this pandemic, things change so quickly. But as it stands right now, there won't be any regulations for those events.
And finally, Tracy, because of these events going on for the first time in 2 years, possibly the opening of the Aquatic Center, which runs pretty well every day, the fair, which is highly populated, people not wearing masks, and our 35% number, we hope it gets bigger by those points, but this is where it's dropped off at. Where do we go from here, I guess, is the question.
Yeah, if you're on the fence about getting vaccinated, get vaccinated. It is our number one weapon against this pandemic, and being able to sustain this through this new, you know, being open and being back to normal through the winter months is for us to get vaccinated this summer. So please get vaccinated. It is safe. It is very effective, and it's what's going to end this pandemic. But, you know, we also have other considerations, like people who haven't been to the pool. Some kids have never been to a pool at this point. And so there's a lot of worry about other accidents and things like that that could happen from people being so excited to get out. And so just keep your head on your shoulders and, you know, keep safe. And if it doesn't feel like a safe situation, get out of it. Especially if you haven't been vaccinated.
Do you feel that's a good idea to go on with these things at this point? Is it just at this point, we've tried, we got to get back to normal, or we should be cautious a little longer?
I would suggest being cautious if you haven't been vaccinated. You know, that the virus is still out there. We're still seeing cases every day. It's not that the virus has disappeared. And we could have outbreaks pop up at any place, and I'm sure that we will have outbreaks pop up throughout the summer at various places. And you never know how this virus is going to hit you and what the long-term consequences are going to be. So I think people should be very cautious as they're out this summer.
One quick thing just to hopefully try to drive this number up for people who have doubts. Has there ever been any report of anybody dying from the vaccine or anything of that nature?
No, No, nothing like that. We've done now at the health department 15,000-16,000 people. The only thing that we've seen, you know, are rashes, people getting the chills, feeling nauseous, things like that after they get their shot. And it usually lasts maybe 24 hours and then it's gone.
Mm. Marion Public Health Commissioner Tracy Kinzer, a lot of very important information this morning. Tracy, I know you've been super busy, but I'm so glad that we could get this information out. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye. Marion Public Health Commissioner Tracy Kinzer, all right. There was a lot of information there, and that's why we wanted to have Tracy back on this morning. Things are changing right now. We are in a changing world. Stores are going to start allowing you to not wear masks if you have been vaccinated. Also, we are going to see the health orders go away, the social distancing, and so on and so forth. So these are important things to realize that are going to come up here very soon. And we now know the numbers in Marion County. We have the exact figure here. It is 35%. We are below the state average. So if you are not vaccinated and you are out and about in Marion County when these health orders expire, you have to understand that really, you know, I don't want to say just a little bit over a quarter, but we are certainly nowhere near half of the population being vaccinated in Marion County. So people are going to make their own decisions about how they continue on with this, but 35% is the number. That's the number of people that have been vaccinated in Marion County. All right, we have a few minutes here before the top of the hour. Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Anybody shocked, enlightened by this information? I think that was very, very, very important to go through that here on the air in an effort to be educational and informative in a very, very serious time. As I was saying to Tracy, I don't think there's ever been a time like this in anybody's lifetime who's alive right now. Nothing like this medically. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. It's interesting to know that it sounds as if you've had the vaccination, there's very little chance of you getting the severe case of coronavirus, which that's very good. Very good on a lot of levels. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Caller. Oh, if that was you, give us a call back. Something happened there. We had a little snag in our line. If that was you, give us a buzz back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If that was you, give us a buzz back. We have some minutes here before the top of the hour, and we would love to talk to you about it. It's interesting also to note that the Vax-a-Million and the June 2nd date of health orders being lifted have not seemingly made people in Marion County go out and get the shot. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you've done a wonderful job. Listen to it, and you give Tracy the credit for all the answers, which was very good. But you know what? We wouldn't have got those answers if it wasn't for a qualified man like you. Now, you've done an excellent job. The questions I wanted to know that were answered, and you've done your homework, and I'm telling you, when you do your homework, you just don't go home and forget about the radio station. That's on your mind 24/7, and you do an excellent job, and there was excellent information that people listened to lot of questions, why not? But, you know, everybody's got their choice. But for you, you've done an excellent, excellent job. Thanks.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well,
I appreciate that. You know, it's very important to get information out. You know, we can have a lot of fun here on this radio station, and we can joke around, and we can all share our opinions. But at the heart, we are a Marion community radio station. And as much as we care what's going on in the rest of the state, and as much as we care about what's going on in the world, at the heart, we have to know what's going on here in Marion. It starts here because this is where we are. This is where you are, the listeners, and this is where I live, and this is where the radio station is. So you have to do that. You know, this is, and I want people to know, I am not against music. I love music. I listen to music radio stations in my car, too. But you gotta have a station. We don't have a news television station in Marion that's over the air. We have the Christian station, which does a lot of great work, but we don't have a channel 4, 6, or 10 specifically targeted for Marion County. You know, they give Ohio, mostly Columbus news, and then some news from other counties. Sometimes we make the news, usually when something bad happens, but that's how it goes. We don't have anything like that in Marion. So radio in Marion has always been very important. And the newspaper you have to pay for. Nothing wrong with the newspaper, but the newspaper is a service you have to pay for news. And I know people can't afford the subscriptions, and people can't afford to subscribe online, and people can't afford to go out to the stores and buy it every day. Radio is still free. As long as you have a radio, which most people do, and at this point, as long as you have a computer, which most people do, or if you have a cell phone, which most people do, you can listen to the station free. There's no charge. So all this information is absolutely free. Any more thoughts on this information that came down this morning? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any thoughts on the vaccinations? One of the things that led to this, number one, is the changes. Changes are coming. Changes, you're going to see the changes in the stores you go into here in town. You're going to see the changes, certainly, on June the 2nd out in the public. And it's going to be different. And I hope people are ready for it. And I hope people also understand the number's 35%. Now, if it changes, we'll let you know. But that's where it stands as of today. That's Marion County. That's nothing to do with the state or beyond. And also, it's free. And that's very important, too. A lot of people have been talking about insurance. A lot of people have been talking about, I don't have the money for it. That's not a concern. It is absolutely free right now. Now, as Tracy said, good chance at some point people will start charging for it. But as of today, as of in the certainly through June the 2nd, it's free. It's free. All you've got to do is show up. How many things in life are free? When you go into Kroger, when you go into Meijer, when you go into the hospital, how many things in a pharmacy or a hospital or a health department are free? I bet you can count that on one hand. You might be able to count that on one finger, which could be this. So that's important. And the appointment process is done. We don't need appointments anymore. Just show up. In Marion County, people aren't showing up. Wouldn't it be great if we could get this number up to where Tracy thought it would be, 50, 60, 70%? Wouldn't it be nice if we could get there by June the 2nd when all these restrictions go away? You know, it's one of those things. All right, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have any thoughts on what's going on here. Now, I do want to mention again that nobody is saying get the shot or don't get the shot. Tracy obviously did, but this radio station will not endorse or discourage anybody from the shot. But I think it's important for people to know what's out there. Because knowledge is power, and I think knowledge eliminates fear. So whether or not you get it, whether or not you do it, if you're listening, you are now equipped with the knowledge. And that's a little different than the conversation Glenn and I were having yesterday. You know, that was based in opinion. This is a fact-based conversation we had this morning. And nobody has died from this shot. Because you read that online all the time, too, and it's very confusing. And I can understand why it would scare people. It's not a pleasant thing to think that you could die from something like this. All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, to shift gears a little bit, Scott, what was going on at the Southland Mall yesterday?
You know, I don't know. Was there something going on out there?
Oh, my gosh, you couldn't get in any exit or entrance because the sheriff was all over. I think it was all revolved around McDonald's, and they had everybody out in the parking lot, and I mean, they must have been at least 7, 8, 10 cop cars there. I just wonder what was going on.
Really? I had not heard that. Well, maybe somebody out there listening knows what's going on and can kind of fill us in.
Yeah, we were going to, my wife said, no, I don't think we are.
Yeah, that's what time of day was this yesterday?
Oh, yesterday afternoon.
Well, let's see if we can find out what was going on.
All right, thanks, Scott.
Thank you, bye-bye. All right, well, apparently something was going on at Marion Center Mall yesterday that caused, sounds like an evacuation. I don't know, I was not that way yesterday. I hadn't heard anything about that. Does anybody know what was going on at the mall yesterday that would cause an evacuation? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944, or any thoughts on the interview this morning with Marion Public Health Commissioner Tracy Kinsler. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Or does anybody know what was going on South Prospect this morning that was causing a traffic backup all the way down here past the radio station? In the right lane, going toward Prospect Street at the island in the middle of the road. And then, of course, on the other side, the garbage truck on the left side. So there you go. That's showbiz. Go ahead, caller.
I happened to see the same thing, too, at the mall. I was just coming out of Kroger's, and they had sheriff deputies blocking every entrance. And in the parking lot to the north of McDonald's, it looked like a large group of teenage boys. So I kept looking last night to see if there was any news out there about it, but I have no idea what was going on.
Yeah, you know, I did not see anything on social media. I did not see any press releases being sent out. I don't know what would have been going on.
No, unless it was some kind of exercise they were doing. I don't know, but it was interesting to see. It's not something you see every day, that's for sure.
No, and I would imagine, you know, people who were shopping at the Dollar Tree or maybe getting their nails done probably were not thrilled with that.
Yeah, it looked like people that were trying to leave the parking lot, they were having to stop by the sheriff blocking the entrance. I don't know if they were checking people out if they were leaving, but yeah, not sure.
Well, that's interesting. Maybe we'll hear something from somebody, hopefully.
Yeah, I'd love to know too. Okay, hey,
thank you,
Scott.
Bye-bye. Well, apparently a couple people saw this yesterday. Did anybody see anything going on at the Marion Center Mall out here on Delaware Avenue yesterday? 740-383-9944, or understand what it was that was going on. 740-383-9944, or what was going on South Prospect this morning that caused the lane on South Prospect to be jammed up all the way back here to certainly well beyond where we are here on with the station. And you know, again, gotta love the sanitation workers. But the sanitation workers were on the same side street that I was, and then they pulled into the lane that was opened on Delaware Avenue. So you had the right side of South Prospect backed up because of the traffic trying to go down South Prospect, and then the traffic that was trying to go down Delaware Avenue had a garbage truck in front of them. Sanitation truck. And I will also tell you that, and I don't know, is there a law about passing a sanitation truck? Now, I know you cannot pass a school bus, but is there any law about passing a sanitation truck? There's no sign on a sanitation truck, because, and you know, I'll admit to this morning I was over here on this side street, and the sanitation truck, and I always get caught, they must be meticulous in their time, because we catch each other at the same time every week. They were over here on a side street, and they were pushed off to one side, which normally they're not. Usually it blocks the whole street. But this morning they were way over to one side, so I thought, well, you know, I'll just go around the sanitation truck. And I went around it, and I got to the stop sign at the end of the street, and that's when I realized South Prospect was all blocked up. So I could not turn onto South Prospect because it was all backed up with the traffic. And the sanitation truck eventually gets up to where I am at the end of the street, and I'm on the right side of the street, and the sanitation truck is on the left side, and they just pull up right beside me and turn, which I don't know. I don't know if that's legal either, but you know, maybe sanitation trucks have immunity. Who knows? Does anybody know anything about any of this? Health orders this morning from Tracy Kinsler, and what's going to happen here coming up soon, and vaccine information. Does anybody know what happened at the Marion Center Mall yesterday? Does anybody know what was going on South Prospect this morning that caused the big mashup of traffic? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Also, do want to remind you, Glenn Coble will be on when I'm off this morning, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Then we've got Swap Shop today, which apparently is picking up quite a bit in the last couple weeks, from 12:10 to 1 p.m., and then the Adam the Computer Guy show today, 2:10 until 3 p.m. right here on this station. And that is good to know. All kinds of good programming. All right, we're going to break. Be back in 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Love you. But at the same time, you have to look at yourself and see whether they're right or not.
Do you go home at night, Helen, and think, my goodness, this person said that, this person said that? Does it keep you up at nights?
Well, I don't say it keeps me up at night. I have to think that somebody likes